So let's start at the beginning. Ashri. Ashri, fortunate. Ashri, happy. Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin says, a person is fortunate or happy in this world. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. That means if you're Yeshiv Yisecha, if you dwell in Hashem's house, you're in Hashem's space. You're happy in this world because you're free from the Yetzer Hara. You're in a safe space. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. Someone that lives, Ashrei Yeshiv Yisecha. One in whatever way, and we'll see. Lives and dwells in Hashem's house. The Yetzer Hara can't catch them. They're free from all of the things that pull them down in life. And they're free to be able to soar to great spiritual heights. Sayyid V'sherish HaAvayda says, when you say Ashri, you're meant to say it with a tremendous sense of simcha. You're meant to have the simcha permeate your heart. You say, Ashri Yeshev Yisecha. Person should rejoice at the fact that Hashem has given him the schus, the merit. If you're one of those people that comes to Hashem's house, to be able to connect him, to be able to communicate with him. Moving on from that, the idea of yoshvei, to dwell, to sit. To be a yoshev. To be at rest. It almost doesn't matter what you're doing in shul or in Hashem's space. There are lots of things you could do there. Just being there makes a difference. That's what yeshiva means. Just sticking around, hanging around. Rather than being somewhere else. Those that are able to be in the Beis HaKnesses or in the Beis HaMedrash. Just to be there. To be able to soak up the atmosphere, the environment. The Kedusha, the focus. It almost doesn't matter what you're doing there. The place itself has a tremendous impact on a person. It's interesting. There's a Gemara in Masechas Brachos, Daf Tezayin. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina. Why were the tents and the Pasuk placed right next to the rivers? Lama nismichu alim nechalim, as the Pasuk says, ke nechalim netayu ke ganas alinah ke alim nata. Says the Gemara, just as a nachal, just as a river, elevates and purifies a person, like a mikveh does, from impurity to purity, so too tents have the ability to raise a person, mikavcheva lekavzches, from being guilty to being, to having merits. Says Rashi, what tent are we talking about? A Beis HaMedrash. But even if a person isn't learning there, they've just gone there and they're not learning, they're just sitting there, they have a schus. As it says in Pirkei Avos, you've got schar halicha, even if you haven't got schar limud. The reward just for going to the right place. They get purified. Obviously, if a person's learning, they get rewarded. No question about it. But just being there. Yoshvei v'secha. That's the way that Aruch Chaim HaKadosh learns. Just sitting in Hashem's house is a phenomenal merit. It's a phenomenal privilege. Everything that comes from there is incredible. But just being there itself is an incredible purifying zechus.